welcome to The Great Beyond, an Is This Good companion pod where I catch up with my friend and yours, Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming and producing the show. Her hip new slang is catching on. It's Rachel Doyle.
I'm so proud.
Yes. Well, why are you proud?
Well, it wasn't just what you sent. Also,
okay,
the ladies.
Well, why don't you start with that?
Well, yeah,
why?
Jesus Christ.
Well, because.
I'm maybe about to say, let's start this over, but you know what?
No, just plow through.
What's the point? And you know what, JD? I honestly was going to say, and you know, her hip new slang is catching on, Rachel Doyle. She would say, oh, yeah, thank you. And then I would say, so on Twitter, I got a message from @SlamFamInc.
There it is.
And
okay,
they said, I don't know if Rachel is on here, but wanted to let the ITG crew know that Whippity Snap Babes has caught on at our house.
There
I was going to do that, and it's my fault for not doing
okay.
that. I thought maybe she would bring it up, but...
you gotta know how the neurons connect to my brain, and it's not straightforward.
Right, they okay. don't. That's just, that's simple.
They do. They just hopscotch around.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your brain is like a 1950s when someone calls a corporate office and they're connecting all those lines, you know, in the...
That's actually...
The switchboard operator, yeah.
Pretty good analogy. Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about Gen Z slang. We tried to come up with our own. You said, here's some cool new Gen Z slang. Whippity snap, babs. And now you have people actually saying that in their real lives. So congratulations.
Thank you. They're saying it on the pickleball court, too. The ladies that I play with that listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, you listen to that then, huh? Okay.
What's the context?
Babs.
They're like, serve it up, whippity snap, babs.
Pretty much, wow. Pretty much.
Very cool.
Mm. It's catching on with hardly Gen Zs, but still.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I can almost guarantee you the people that tweeted us were not Gen Z, and I can even more guarantee that the people you play pickleball with are not Gen Z. Mm. And even though you literally just took like lickety split or, you know, something like whip, fast or whiplash and just combine them all together, we still salute you.
It's a new way to use an old favorite. It's like everybody loves something familiar that's just a little bit different. Hmm.
That's true. And a new twist on an old classic.
Exactly.
That's the recipe.
What is the old classic? Like lickety split or whippity snap? Like
lickety split.
Lickety
right?
split. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I also think
nice.
Whippity snap is the verbal way to say this.
Oh. Yeah. See, Matt is doing the snappy fingers thing that I could never do.
Finger.
I could never do that.
I like
that.
It.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud that I picked that up because I think I'm even old for this.
Yeah.
This one.
You are. I've in the last 20 years, I've seen you do that more than anybody.
I know. I'm honestly proud because I can't do any weird human tricks.
Yeah, same.
I like maybe could flare my nostrils.
Okay.
I can't wiggle my ears. I can't make one eyebrow arch. I can do this thing with my tongue.
I see. I can't even do that.
You can't.
You can't even do that.
Nope. Huh.
That's
nope.
That's a classic.
Yep. Yep. You guys have...
So I'm proud that I can do the finger snap. Oh. I was going to ask, did anyone get hoodwinked on April Fool's?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
But are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, not talking about me.
Okay. See, Rachel, this is JD prompting you to tell a story.
Look, I move at a slow pace. And on that note, is a slow pace too. It happened this morning because I didn't go on social media at all yesterday.
To be clear, we are not recording this on April Fool's.
That's right.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. I'll get better at this eventually or not. Whatever.
Yeah,
it was pickleball related. And I was like, what? The USA Pickleball Association is going to remove overhead slams because there's been too many eye injuries.
Your favorite move. That's your absolute, like, your finishing move, Rachel, is an absolute killer. Like, people are afraid of her because of her overhead slam. But it is how people lose eyes.
Well, it's from badminton. Like, there's a lot of that. And so I'm like, oh, my God. I literally thought, I have to go find badminton now. Pickleball's everywhere. I couldn't find badminton. Now I have to go because this is eliminated. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? This is an old fucking post.
She was lying next to me in bed at 5:30 in the morning, her world crumbling around her going, pickleball's over for me now.
I can't play.
Wow. I'm going to have to do something else with my life.
That is the most satisfying part of pickleball is hitting that with that much ferocity.
Of course.
It's just like a, I don't know, anger management therapy, but you don't need to have someone sit in front of you.
I mean, the only analogy I can come up with for how you felt would be if, like, they told Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that he couldn't do the hook shot anymore. You know,
right, exactly. That's a great analogy.
Well, that is an
where
honor.
You are in your sports.
That is an honor.
Okay, yeah, so got hoodwinked.
Did you get got, Matt?
Yeah, but like in the saddest way possible. I saw the morning of April Fool's, like, you know, wake up and look at my phone. I know you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
And I saw that a local bar, like, in a nearby neighborhood that I've been to once, maybe twice. So I don't really have very much investment in this bar, but they did an Instagram post that were like, hey, we're expanding to Frogtown.
Okay.
And, which is a neighborhood near me.
Sure.
And I was like, so when Jill, like, later that morning, we're eating breakfast, I'm like, oh, yeah, that bar is expanding to Frogtown. And she's like, oh, cool. Like, it would be good to have another bar near us that we could walk to. And we're like, yeah, cool. And then later that day, we got you.
What's the joke?
I was like, what? I mean, so to be fair, I don't even know if this is being any more fair to them, but they were like, we're also expanding to Big Bear, you know, like, which is, I don't know, like 2 hours away from LA in the mountains.
Right.
And we're expanding to Frogtown. And so it's like, the sad thing was all the comments on it were like, hell yeah.
Aw.
Like, I'm so excited. Like, oh, this is closer to me. Or, like, I love your bar and it's so great to have another location. Or, I'm so happy you're doing so well. So then they basically just have to come on and be like, oh, well, sorry that you guys were so excited, but we still have a lot of work to do here at our original outpost.
Oh, God. Wah, wah.
So what was the joke?
Exactly. That would be like you coming on and saying, hey, guess what? Jill and I are getting married. And we'll be like, woo, high five, and like, yeah, we're so happy for you. Congratulations. Like, actually, no, you know what? We're happy that you're happy for us, but we still got a lot of work to do over here. We got to lay some groundwork here. But yeah,
I know, and all the nice people on the Discord, which you can join at patreon.com/isthisgood, would be like, wow, we're so happy for you.
Yeah.
Only to tune into next week's show where I'm like, you idiots.
Exactly.
And then they, you know, of course, from their mind, they're like, sorry, so we're idiots for thinking that someone in a serious relationship that's 42 years old and frankly quite pushing the limits of how old a man can be to be married and start a family. True. We're so stupid to believe that you would get married. So this, you're just insulting yourself. Because one way is just like the April Fool's joke that's not even really a joke or a prank or going too far, that you then have to say, oh, sorry, April Fool's. But then there's the double where it's not really a joke and it's something that people are excited for you for. And then you have to let them down gently at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then so then they linked to other April Fool's days that they had done in the past. Like, okay. I guess I haven't been following the account for that long. But one of them was like, you know, times were tough during the pandemic, and so we were acquired by TGI Fridays. And they did like a, you know, admittedly bad Photoshop of their storefront.
Right.
Well, that's in a better. TGI they put Fridays. A little effort in that.
That's a good one.
Well, there was Photoshop work in the other one, but what? It looked like a bar.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. What was I crazy? At least this one is a thing that you wouldn't expect to see on their bar at TGI Fridays logo. Uh-huh. But anyways, I looked at back at the post, and some of the comments were like, are you fucking kidding me? I've been craving a blooming onion. This is so great. And then, you know, like...
Amazing.
So it made me realize that there's a new sort of corollary to, like, the danger of April Fool's, which we discussed on Monday with Trey Kirby. Go back and listen to that if you haven't. Where the... The prank can't be something that people would be excited about that is conceivable.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because then you're just disappointing people.
Totally. Yeah.
Like with Rachel's examples, they said something that's bad.
Right.
So then when they said, oh, this isn't true, April Fool's, Rachel rejoiced.
Relief. Yeah, exactly right.
Well, I mean, they didn't. I don't think they had to.
And the more important thing is you felt foolish.
I felt like a ding-dong, but that's fine.
Which is... what April Fool's is all about.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned the pub thing, because our local pub posted a message yesterday saying, we're closed today because of technical difficulties. Like just one of those text posts or whatever on their Instagram account. And then the first comment is, is this a joke? And then they replied, unfortunately not. So I don't know what so it wasn't a joke. It was like a just unfortunate timing. I think they said unfortunate timing in the comment, but it's just like, okay, I guess this is not really a joke, but I guess you're telling me you're closed, but apparently they were closed. I wonder what the technical difficulty is.
Or they're just really committing to the bit. Every comment's like, wait, is this a bit? No, it's not.
It's like, yeah, we don't want any business today. Joke's on us. The other sort of sad thing was that Joe Flaherty died yesterday, and
I saw that.
Of course it gets posted, and people are like, "This better be a joke," you know. The guy's 81; he was not doing well apparently, but
not the best person to use as a joke.
A comedian, like the best day to die, I guess, is April Fool's, you know. Like, but also. It's
when's
sort of
the best day to die. It?
Well, I've noticed that most of the press has come out today. So I think that press outlets sit on it on April, like serious news, they'll sit on it and wait until, he died yesterday. So RIP, Joe Flaherty.
There was some basketball related thing that happened on April. I'm trying to remember what it was now. Because doing research for the Trey episode on April Fool's, in which we didn't really discuss its origins or anything related to that, there was examples of people releasing news on April Fool's Day that people did not believe, but that was news.
Right.
It was something basketball related, but it's not coming to my head. I was just going to say that like we've reached such a point of where, because of social media, anyone can post any lame April Fool's Day joke. That there was like a restaurant near me that was like, big news, we finally got fresh corn tortillas. They'd been using, I guess, store-bought flour tortillas before.
Okay.
And then they had to make another post being like, this isn't April Fool's. We really do have fresh handmade corn tortillas. Cool. Wow, that would have been crazy if you were
imagine arriving
that
and getting frozen corn tortillas. In your face, April Fool's. Yeah.
Well, similarly... I saw my friend and yours, the professor. He posted on his Facebook page, by the way, one of the last people I know still posting on Facebook, so shout out to him. He is known, I would say, in of the people that know him, for two things: loving meat and having celiac disease,
right?
And also not being a person that is like, well, I have celiac disease. Because a lot of other people want to have celiac disease. They're pretending they have celiac disease.
Big time. It's a scourge.
He is like, it is the worst thing that has ever happened to him because he likes bread and little cakes and pastries. He's a sweet little boy. He likes his little Fudgios. So he's really upset about this. So he posted a status update that was like... converted? No, that's not the right word. Or whatever. Proud to announce, I've gone vegan. I now feel healthier and morally superior to everyone. And thanks to my celiac disease, have even less choice of what to eat. And I saw the first comment was so earnest. Like, this is a brave choice. Anything that causes less suffering and destruction and trauma to animals is to be applauded. And then they made a separate post under it with an emoji like clapping.
Oh.
And now now he's gonna have to come back and be like, April Fools, I still hate animals and want to see them suffer.
I want them in my belly.
That's great.
It's a dangerous holiday. See?
It really is.
I hope everyone out there stayed safe. Actually, we're having a hangout tonight.
Tonight.
For our Patreon subscribers.
Wait. Yep.
And
yes. Pre-tape call-in show. Oh,
guys, I need to go back to bed.
Fucking switchboard operator, wake up.
I can't. There's something wrong.
Oh, God. Yes, we are not recording this on Thursday, as you can possibly tell. Well, we're also not fucking recording this 2 weeks in advance. That's the only thing I don't like. I don't mind saying, because we want to release this Thursday very early in the morning, so it's there for the commute. So exactly. We don't record it at 3 a.m. on Thursday. I think everyone realizes that, right?
We were recording.
But it's also not 2 weeks
right
before. It's not even a week before.
That's right.
It's current.
It's current.
I mean, we're not discussing anything current. So how would you know? Well, you know at least April Fool's. You know this has been being recorded sometime between April 2nd and April 4th.
Yeah, April 4th.
Yeah. And that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
It's later than
As far as you know, tonight we are having a Patreon hangout.
Yes. And I was going to say I would like to hear if anyone got fooled on April Fool's
Day.
Yeah,
same.
Okay. Same. Thank you. You know, moving on. Sorry, Rachel, what, you have something?
No, I just need to like go back.
A neuron fired?
If one fired, I'd be in better position than I am now. You fucking should have saw me this morning. It was bad news. Anyway.
Well, what were you doing this morning?
I was playing pickleball early.
Yeah.
And it was.
Oh, you played badly?
She was a mess.
Well, midway through, I just mentally forced myself into the present. Yeah, and then I came to life. But it took a long time. And now I'm starting over again with you guys. I'm very sorry. I apologize to everyone.
It's okay. You're doing a wonderful job. Great. Well, let's move to something that you might have thought was an April Fool's Day prank. Did you see the trailer for the Seinfeld Pop-Tarts movie?
I have not seen the trailer yet.
Okay. Well,
I hear it's bizarre.
It's bizarre, but purposely bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Because I think, obviously, he talks about, like, Pop-Tarts and breakfast cereal and candy a lot in his stand-up. And I think he was like, well, wouldn't it be funny if we did a whole movie based on this and then actually followed through? But, I didn't see the Flaming Hot Cheetos movie that came out a couple years ago. So I don't know what the tone of that was. My exposure to it was the song performance during the Academy Awards.
Right.
So that didn't really... specifically lead me to believe anything about it, but anyways, this is obviously, it's a very silly movie. It's purposely silly. It's got fucking every actor and comedian in it.
Yeah.
But I wanted your take, but I guess you haven't seen it. Hey, that's how you know the show is real and authentic. I didn't tell him.
Yeah, you didn't tell me. I purposefully have been avoiding that trailer because I don't want jokes spoiled.
So did he write it? Did he write it?
He directs it. Did he write
it? I assume he wrote it, but I think with someone else.
He wrote the B-movie, right? And that was great.
Did he write the B movie?
He did. He didn't direct that, did he? I don't think so.
What does he know from animation?
Exactly.
I mean, I will say the movie looks like shit. Sorry, Jerry. It just, you know, I mean, like most Netflix movies don't look good. Like they look like...
Are you talking about the Pop-Tart movie?
Yeah. Like they look very flat.
Yeah.
And overly lit. Sure. And like a kind of soap opera-y.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of my motion smoothing turned on, but this one looks particularly bad. But it's also like they're trying to do a period piece with probably a tiny budget,
right?
Because the budget is probably like someone being like, "Well, Jerry said he wanted to make the movie, so what are we gonna forfeit the next Seinfeld special, his goodbye special, because we told him no on the Pop-Tarts, no on the Pop-Tarts, Jerry."
I think it's going to be
muffins.
Good.
Do something on muffins. Everyone loves muffins.
He's already done muffins.
He's already done muffins. It's true. There's nothing he hasn't done. All right. Well, that's our take on the Seinfeld Pop-Tarts movie. No, that's okay. I thought for sure you would have seen it.
I whenever possible, I will avoid most trailers. I just don't like spoilers. Oh, really? I don't like jokes, especially for a comedy. Like, you know, it just steps on jokes.
And, it does, but I'm also a curious boy. And it's fun to watch trailers, I think.
It's also
when you just have like 2 minutes, 5 minutes between meetings or something, you're like, oh, let me... You see a trailer come up? Of course I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I guess.
Of course I'm going to complain that the trailer was too long and that it showed everything. Of course I'm not going to learn my lessons.
I successfully didn't see any Dune 2 trailers. Like...
That's true. I don't know that I did either.
So.
Well, there you go. Did anything good or not good happen to you this week?
Well, big news. In this factory, we reached 100,000 subscribers somehow on YouTube.
That's No Dunks feed. Wearing this sweatshirt.
Which looks great on you.
Sweatshirt in honor of 100,000.
Yeah. So
very proud of you.
Pretty excited about that. Although we got an email this morning saying... You do not, because we want that plaque, right? So we have to apply to get the plaque. And they're like, you don't qualify for this. They need a human being to actually verify that we meet all the criteria.
Oh.
So. Isn't there one criteria? 100000 criteria.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which is their counting system, so you would think. But I think it's also like you have to be in good standing. You have to have no copyright strikes against you and all that. So, which we don't.
So a man or woman or whatever, someone at the YouTube corporation is going to be watching your cool shorts?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nikola Jokic, just to make sure that they're copyright free.
Well, we get copyright dings all the time because sometimes we'll use, well, rarely we will use in the actual show. If we use like more than 10 seconds of NBA footage, we usually get dinged for that. So...
Oh, so you think they might not approve you?
No, I don't think they will because we don't have any actual copyright strikes against us, which is different. This show is this good, has more copyright strikes against it than No Dunks.
But we've never even shown a clip on this show.
No, but we've played a song that we shouldn't have played.
And you approved it.
I did.
I did?
No, sorry, did. Jason.
I'm not going to say what song? It is. No, don't say.
It involves a sex position.
What?
In a season with a sex position.
Hold on. Okay, now I don't even
winter
know.
Spring.
Oh,
summer,
oh.
Fall.
Is that the? Oh yeah, it's the one we have mentioned on the show before. It's summer of 69.
Oh, it's fine for you to say it.
I wasn't going to.
Wait. What do you think if we just say the word summer of 69? This thing's gonna get taken down.
Like,
you could say the summer of 69.
Summer
what
of 69 by Bryan Adams, the litigious Bryan Adams.
It's time to rise up. We can't be under the yoke of big YouTube like this, scared to have our freedom of speech.
It was a karaoke version, too.
I know. Well, still, that's the publishing. Whoever publishes that song is they came after us, and we have a strike, which is
going
to
under their thumb, another song.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But anyways, it was very exciting. But now it's like, okay, 100,000, big whoop. Let's move on. Let's get on to 1,000,000.
So wait, what would you get? You would get a plaque or something?
There's a plaque, yes. There is a plaque.
Okay. I think you should get the plaque.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Do you have to pay for it, you think?
I don't think so, but I actually don't know. I hope not, because we're making YouTube a lot of fucking money.
How did you celebrate?
Well, it just sort of came and went. Actually, Jerome was, he jumped on StreamYard. You know, it's like, let's get a live reaction, which I used as a cold open this morning. So it wasn't actually, they weren't live, but they were recording on StreamYard and they just sort of watched
it. Now you're really going
to
know when we record this.
yeah, that's right. Fitting that it happened on April Fool's, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, well, we'll have a little ceremony, I'm sure, when the plaque arrives. Maybe we'll fly down Jerome and, you know, pop the champagne. And...
go back to the Claremont, but to the fun part.
Oh,
just kidding.
The fun part. Sure.
Well, when we hit 100,000.
Yeah.
Which I think will be something like any day now. we will commemorate it.
Yeah, of course.
We won't let it slip by.
No. God, no.
Can I make a complaint?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to anyway. Don't answer.
Okay.
Okay. So, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yesterday, okay, Short did very, very well talking about kids drinking. Today, a wonderful, hilarious clip of a guy talking about a fucking musical instrument. Not a goddamn, like, they're not sharing it at all. And you know what I figured? It's because he's doing this.
So you're talking about Rob Benson.
Rob Benson
is
doing...
pantomiming, blowing into a vuvuzela with
that's
both hands.
That's gotta be it. That's gotta be it. I'm like, it was so funny, and he did such a great job. I'm like, mother.
You've really gone QAnon on the algorithm.
God,
you need getting concerned.
I need an
you're seeing things that are not there. You are high and looking at a dollar
bill and telling me
about the Illuminati.
Explain it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It does seem odd that they would, you know,
share a
story about a child drinking a beer. But not.
But they are people. They're humans, right? This is why conspiracy theories take hold, because the world is chaotic and unpredictable mm-hmm. and indifferent to human suffering. And so we want to understand. We want a narrative. We want to constellate these disparate right. events into one harmonious theory.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is what Rachel is doing. What if the answer is people didn't like that one as much as
how
they liked
the
one about
JD
drinking?
How would people like it if they never saw it?
But it's not being shared. It's an algorithm.
It's views.
Just calm down. It's an algorithm. It's random. They just decide we're going to push this today and not that tomorrow. That's it.
Okay.
Rachel, I can get you the address of YouTube headquarters in Los Angeles if you want to go down and Pizzagate them.
That's an option.
And I wonder
down.
Why
just
we...
go down with a vuvuzela and blow it.
Also, vuvuzela, musical instrument? I mean, it's more of a noise maker,
a great
isn't
question.
It?
Where is the line?
Yeah.
Is a kazoo a musical instrument?
Yes, I would say. Yes.
Then a vuvuzela is. It's just a big kazoo.
No. Well, how do you... Don't you blow into a vuvuzela, or do you actually
don't
yell
Don't you
into
blow
it?
Into a kazoo?
No, you sing into it.
Oh. Okay.
I stand corrected.
No, I mean, but you blow into a trumpet with the same sort of...
Yeah. Yeah.
But a trumpet, you can control the notes. A vuvuzela is just like...
It's just one
It's like one big
note.
Blart of a note.
Blart.
I mean, I don't know. I've never actually used a vuvuzela.
No, and nor should you. But I think... what about... Aren't we then saying, is a car horn a musical instrument? Mm.
Depends on how you play it.
Right? If you did a... I hate to say it. Doot, 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 doot. No, what was that? Was it shave and a shower?
Shave and a haircut.
Shave and a haircut. Doot, doot.
Two bits.
Classic. I mean,
that's a song.
It is. You're right.
So, is knocking on a door a musical instrument?
Okay, but say you have, you know, shave and a haircut is your horn. Which would be... If you left out the two bits, it would be a hilarious troll, right? Because everybody would be waiting for the beep, 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 right. beep, beep, right?
I need
but,
to do
No,
it.
But it's a call and response. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. You don't do the charge. You right. wait for the charge.
Right. Yeah, so shaving a haircut. I'm going to get my car to do that. And then see who answers. Because it's easy to answer.
Aww. Beep, beep.
Right.
Speaking of April Fool's, someone DM'd me. Sorry, I don't remember your name, but thank you. A good prank of someone, a teen like driving to school with her mom. She taped a sign to the back of her mom's car that said, "Please honk and flip off my mother for April Fool's Day." And then she sat in the front seat and like surreptitiously filmed her mother as literally everyone honked and gave a sort of like typically like white Karen-y mom being
yeah,
like,
yeah.
"Jesus Christ, what did I do?" She's getting so angry. She's like, "I'll flip him off." And then, anyways,
that's hilarious.
Those are the things.
That's
Those are the
a
things
great.
You should be. That's Those a, things you should be doing.
Yeah.
Rachel, what about you? Did I hesitate to ask, but anything good or not good happened to you this week?
Oh, I broke my glasses. I snapped them in half.
In a fit of Hulk rage?
No, just my big muscular man hands was trying to clean them while I was driving.
While you're
like,
driving?
In two pieces, right in the center. I'm like, okay. Well, I was parked at a red light, and then I'm like, okay. Yeah, so
interesting. That's not really what I consider to be parking, but that okay.
Stopped at a red light again. I get a break today because things aren't processing.
No, but I thought you were saying it in the sense, because I know JD hates it when people look at their phones, obviously while driving, but he gets angry when they look at their phones at a red light mm-hmm. because A, you're still driving,
yes.
and then B, the light could change, and C, it's like how much of a fly's attention span do you have that you must look at your phone in the 12 seconds that you're at a red light?
Right.
I thought you were like trying to find a loophole where you called it parking at a red light. So that you're like, yeah, sure, I could put on makeup, I could just clean my glasses, I could text someone, it doesn't matter, I'm parked.
But I
guess not.
I meant, yeah, things aren't going well. Yeah, no, I needed to clean my glasses. That's a legit thing to do at a red light, is clean your goddamn glasses.
That's fair.
And it's fine, I don't really... need my vision's fine, but now I'm wearing
so
glasses.
So you're wearing old glasses.
I'm wearing old glasses that are scraped, so there's like a blurry spot. Anyway, whatever.
So when you did...
And these are not.
When you pretended to wipe your clean your glasses, you did it in a way that it looked like your glasses were still on your face when you did it. Is that what you did?
Or? Yeah, it's like I'm tweaking nipples. No, I... Oh.
So you took them off. You took them off. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to break those ones. Oh, I see.
I'm starting to think that she literally only told the story as a sort of defense. Like, if you're watching this and think, why the fuck is she wearing those awful glasses? It's because I broke my... She literally is doing a... It's not normally like this.
Right, right.
Oh, I had them on last show, so...
Yeah, I like those glasses. Oh. I like those ones better.
Wait, so you broke... So your good or not good thing that happened to you this week was something that had already happened to you before the last show?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I told you, I'm not...
She's had that chambered since
I'm
the last
present.
Show.
I'm not present.
Well, when you got a story
present.
That good, you know...
Well,
you
know, I know.
You
it's a real banger.
You got to get a chance to get it out.
I can't believe you didn't get it in.
Warming you up, guys.
You should tweet that as an April Fool's joke next year. That's how fucking good it was.
Right? I'll work on the next one.
Yeah, work on it. Oh, Rachel.
I'm sorry.
Great to pod with you. I had a run-in with my landlord this
Ooh.
Week.
Uh-oh.
And this, like, is from the department of landlord will try to justify thing that is objectively wrong with your apartment
right.
in the dumbest ways
yeah.
possible.
Uh-huh.
Rather than just say, oh, yeah, no, that's fucked up.
What is
so,
it?
Well, you know, we had, I talked about in the show how there was some kind of problem with the wall in our bedroom, that the outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something to do with, like, the way the window was installed, and it was, like, leaking, and water was coming through the wall. So the landlord came in. They noticed it was a problem with the foundation. It wasn't even something we complained about, because I guess it was happening inside the wall. They're like, we're going to have to come in. We're going to have to tear up this wall. You will have to leave, go to an Airbnb for a few days. You know, big pain in the ass, right?
Yeah.
So in our heads, we're like, wow, the landlord really cares about this wall. And so we start to notice that with the new window put in, there was a lot of condensation, and there was not just around the window, but down the wall.
Yeah.
Like we could see like little marks of moisture
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, is this mean that the problem that he thought was fixed is not fixed? And we were really debating, should we say anything, because we don't want to leave again. We don't want him to freak out and tear the whole fucking wall out and whatever. But we're like, you know what? Maybe, A, out of fairness to the landlord, let's just tell him, because if we leave this problem for months or a year, like, it could actually get bad.
Yeah.
And then B, like, maybe there is mold or something forming. Sure. So, and, you know, as we all know, I'm sensitive to that. And so we reached out, and he's like, yeah, well, this is only happening since your boyfriend moved in.
What?
And she's like, what? He moved in like a year ago. And he's like, yeah, but it didn't happen before. And she's like, well, I don't know if it happened before. Like, you are the one that fixed the wall. He's like, no, you see, it's only happening because your boyfriend's there, and now it's double the amount of heat.
No.
In the room. I was like, what?
Well, to be fair, you do run hot.
That is hilarious.
Fine. I know. And then she's like, well... She tells me, and I'm like, honestly, this is one thing that really annoys me about moving into her place, is that she has been dealing with the landlord. And so, you know, not that I'm saying she's doing a bad job. It's just that, like, if he would write that to me, I would be very quick to be like, maybe a slightly nicer version of shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
What, like, are you talking
do
about?
Do you think I'm a fucking idiot? That's the craziest thing. To explain bullshit ever.
I know. But with her, it's just like, well, I got to deal with him, and he's a landlord, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
So then he goes, she's like, I don't really think that's the problem. And then he goes, well, you're sleeping with the window open, right? And she's like, no. And he's like, why not?
Oh, my like, God.
Because it's the city, and it's noisy, and it's also cold in the winter and hot in the summer. Like, we're not, like, in the forest or by the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, but you're sleeping with the door open, right? And she's like, no. Why not? It's like, 'cause we have pets, and they come in and out, and, you know? And he's like, well, it's getting too humid in there. So you got to start sleeping with the window open and the door open.
Okay, that's insane.
I'm like, that's your solution to this problem?
That's insane.
So A, me kill myself, I guess, because I'm producing too, or maybe sleep in like a neoprene or some kind of suit that like a guy, like in those action movies where they're like, bad news, if the temperature in the room goes above 72 degrees, an alarm will trigger. So we have to hide the human body temperature under this neoprene suit or something. Anyway, so he comes over with a giant humidifier that is like something that, that would take the humidity out of like, I don't know, something by the ocean.
Oh, my God.
You know, and a he puts it in our room that's not very big. A dehumidifier, sorry. And he goes, you know, I eventually convinced my wife to sleep with the window open. It's something you should really consider. And she loves it now, actually.
Oh, I
would like to interview your wife, you know? First of all, you're the landlord. I'm sure you live in a much nicer place than ours. Perhaps on a second story, even, you know? Like, we're right in these streets here with this window. Anyways, he brings over the dehumidifier, and then he's like, all right, you'd leave this on for a bit. I'll be back to pick it up in 3 days. I'm like, oh, you know that's not how a dehumidifier works. It's like, you're going to take the humidity out of here, and then it's going to come back. That's...
Yeah.
Humidity works.
Did he replace the window with a double-paned window? Or is it just a single
It's pane? Not a double-paned window,
That's
Rachel.
Why there's
you're
fucking
right.
condensation. You need a double-paned window.
Well, I would say you're right. That is a better explanation. But unfortunately, that explanation would require them to spend money and do something.
Right.
So instead, he brought over a dehumidifier that, by the way, was used. It's not like he bought us one.
Right.
I mean, as he said, he's already taken back.
Who puts single-pane windows in their house? To replace
well, it's ones. You don't. It's California. You don't understand. I used to have windows that were, I forget what they were called. They're called a funny name, but like they're like what I would call a Venetian window, like a Venetian blind.
Mm-hmm.
So there's slats going across, so they don't even seal and they don't keep out any heat or cool or sound. But it's because, it's becoming less so now. It's the winter is becoming actually pretty rainy, but. Before, it used to be like a pretty constant temperature.
Right.
So they didn't need the same kind of insulation as people on the East Coast needed. But now that with climate change, that's starting to change. So I'm guessing that will change in the future. But anyway, landlords, we salute you for coming up with the most horseshit crap instead of actually fixing a problem.
Wow.
I mean,
In the end, we were like, we literally did this for you to save your property from being like degrading and falling apart. And now you're making us feel like assholes.
Yeah. I do enjoy sleeping with the window open, I have to say.
Yeah, it is nice, but I'm sorry. It's like there's a laneway. There's people across the not even across the street, like very close to us that are noisy. Like, and fine, I'm not complaining about that.
Right.
I'm not the kind of person that moves to a city and goes, wow, it's loud here.
Yeah.
But I think we should be allowed to keep our windows closed.
I agree.
As a buffer. From the outdoor
it's
world.
It's in the Constitution, I think.
I think so. So then the other funny thing was the light switch was broken.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And I was because the landlord is so annoying, I was like, all right, Jill, I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'm going to buy a light switch and I'm going to repair it.
Wow.
Wow.
And she said, you know how to do that? I said, absolutely not. I said, I'm going to buy it. Then I'll watch a YouTube video. Yeah. How hard could it be?
How hard? Was it hard?
Gave up so quickly. You know when I gave up? Before I watched the YouTube video, I gave up in the aisle at Home Depot. I expected there'd be, I don't know, 3 light switches.
Yeah.
There were so many, like triple pass, like this voltage, that thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't even know which one to buy.
Well,
And they were ranged in price. They were somewhere like $50.
Oh.
I'm talking about just a shitty plastic light switch. And somewhere literally $3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, is it bad? To me, I never, like, you push it and light comes on.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, why would one cost more than the other? But anyways, so I give up. We tell the landlord. It takes him about 2 weeks. He's like, finally, like, texts us Friday night, 9 p.m. The guy will be there between 8 and 11 tomorrow to fix your light switch. Jill writes back. She says, we won't be back here till 10:15. So they should come between 10:15 and 11 because maybe they thought we were bullshitting, like, oh, they don't want to be woken up at 8 on a Saturday.
Yeah. Which
but is really, we had booked an exercise class and they charge you if you cancel. So we're like, well, we're not canceling this because this dipshit is giving us like 9 hours notice at 9 p.m. on a Friday. So we text him back right away. He never texts back. Of course, the next day we finish the class. We're driving home. It's like 10:05. Where are you? The guy's there. He's standing outside the house. It's raining.
We're like, oh no.
We fucking told you.
Did he walk there? Does he can't sit in the car and wait?
Anyways, well, the guy turned out to be a nice guy, so I did feel a little bad because it was not his fault. So he walks in and he's repairing the light switch, and I go, "Do you mind if I watch? Because I want to know how to do this." And he's like, "Oh yeah. Actually, it's people think it's hard, but it's quite easy. I learned this when I was 12."
Oh yeah, all right, nice.
Is this guy? But then he went on to tell me how many times he's almost killed himself through electricity. Yeah. Then he went on to pull 3 scary-looking wires out of the wall. And he was like, definitely do not touch this one. Definitely put this one in first, or you'll blow the power to the whole building. This is the ground wire. Mm-hmm. This is not...
Yeah.
Well,
I made the right choice.
He scared you out of wanting to do it yourself, because from what I hear and all the electricians we've had come in, they're like, oh, you can't turn the box off? It's fine. I'm like, it's not that much.
Yeah, we're
not
they're gonna get... fine with it, but... No, they know what not to touch.
No, I know. But I was having a conversation with a friend, and she was like, oh, yeah, I taught myself how to replace an entire chandelier. And she's single, and she bought her own house, and she's like, I got to learn all this stuff. And she's changing light switches, and she turns it off. But most of her electricians have never done that because the power wattage here is not quite the same as it would be in, like, South America or something, where you'd be fucking dead if you didn't turn it off.
Fair enough.
Wait, they have better power than us?
I think it's just higher. Well,
it's
just
higher voltage going through the entire house rather than the
fuck. We don't have anything here anymore. We're really in decline.
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way, sure.
Would you change a light switch?
I mean, if push came to shove, yes, I would. But really, we got a guy, so it's easy enough to just have him come in and.
Yeah,
and
I would too. It is something I should learn. He said that they learned in school.
Oh,
yeah. He was from Guadalajara, and he said we learned this in school. We literally had a class on electricity.
Good old days.
I had a class on electricity, but we didn't it wasn't about fixing things.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't useful.
This was in Guadalajara.
It was about learning where the band AC/DC got their name from.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me started. I don't. Our children don't learn much.
Mm.
Yeah.
They'll never get to 100. Were they upset that you got to 100,000 on YouTube? Their medium? The medium invented for them?
No, they were very impressed, actually. They were, was like...
First cool thing dad done.
Yeah.
Dad done did.
But, Lincoln personally knows people who have, like, 1 million subscribers.
Jesus Christ.
And what do they do? Child. Shitty little films. Shitty little non-funny... Kids made by kids for kids, kids movies, little short films and stuff. Comedy.
Okay.
So maybe we should start.
Well,
doing
I hope
that.
They don't deserve the plaque.
Guys, let's try comedy.
Yeah, let's try. Why? That's a good idea.
Let's try to be funny. What about being funny?
Okay, let's see if this will get us to 100,000. Some quick housekeeping. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/isthisgood. You'll get ad-free episodes. You'll get access to our thriving community on Discord. Mm-hmm. You'll get an exclusive episode every month. That was last week. If you were wondering why you didn't see one in your feed, well, you saw the preview for it in your feed. It was a very funny show. Join Patreon so you can listen and hang out tonight. Thursday, the day we are recording this show. Of course, send topics to isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. I love reading your emails, and I love my inbox getting so big that I start to get anxiety. How am I going to get to the bottom of this?
Right. And you guys, don't sleep on the Hangouts, because they're actually pretty good. And I fucking hate that kind of thing usually.
He does. He's a fucking introvert that doesn't like to leave his hole.
But not only that, it's people Zoom... etiquette are all over the place, but
that's
our crowd, they know what they're doing.
They know
come in, and it's a remarkably cohesive experience, especially once it gets rolling. I know there's always a sort of roughness at the beginning, but it's just turns into a legit hangout. So join Patreon or get the free trial. Be a free what do we call them? Freehounds?
A prehound.
A prehound. And try it out. It's fun.
Try it out. Try it. You'll like it.
All right.
Won't be so bad. All right. Here's an email that we got from someone. See? Well, I don't know if this person's on Patreon. They're probably not, to be honest. I'll read any email.
We love our free hands, too.
We love our free hands. So this person is someone that actually wrote to me about... They're from New Zealand. They were coming to America to, well, I guess just for a vacation, but they were trying to see an NBA game and they weren't sure if they could get there in time for the airport. I said, don't even bother. You're not going to make it. This is they were flying into JFK and trying to see a Knick game. And then sent me a picture from the game being like, fuck you. We made it before the anthem. I don't know how they did that. The timing didn't make sense to me. Anyways. So after they left America, Leo wrote me this. In New Zealand, weed, outside of some highly regulated medicinal stuff, is still illegal, even though its usage is very high. We noticed in New York the abundance of weed shops, which is stark contrast to New Zealand. But we also noticed how people were blazing up in the streets. Even though I'd say I'm pro-legalization, what started to bug us was the weed smoke coming from people on the street around us. Often someone was blazing up in front of us, and we were forced to inhale secondhand smoke. Weed, no issue, but smoking in the street in highly populated areas, I think I'm down on this. I shouldn't have to inhale secondary smoke if I don't want to, but I feel like a party pooper here. I wanted to read this to you, JD, because I feel like we might be on slightly opposite sides of this one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to get your reaction to Leo's email.
My reaction is...
Well, do you agree?
I mean... No, I don't.
Ah!
I don't agree.
Good for you. You know what? Now that I think about it, this is at the crossroads of two things. One, you do hate smoke.
I do.
Two, you hate it being blown in front of your face and having to inhale it or smell it.
Right.
But you also hate people that complain about things and hate...
That's true. Which is an amazing thing considering we're very good friends.
Yeah, that's... So what you're saying is you hated people that complained until you heard someone that did it really well.
Exactly. If you're going to complain, you better be funny about it. You know, I also love freedom, Matt. I love it. And while I don't think that I should be, if I'm in a bar and it's, you know, they're smoking inside the bar, tobacco or weed or whatever, then I would get annoyed. But we're talking about the city streets in one of the most densely populated cities in the world. And they've decriminalized, basically, now it's compared to alcohol, it's about as harmful as alcohol. I'm not going to say it's harmless, but I'm going to say it's about as harmful as alcohol, maybe less so.
I'm going to say less, but...
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, sure. So, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to put up with the weed smell and people blazing up, out on the street. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. You can move. Yeah. You can move. It's just, you know...
Yeah.
It is
where
jarring.
Are people going to be smoking? It's legal. I mean, I guess... Now, is it legal to smoke in the street? Because it's not legal to drink in the street,
right?
In most places,
right?
So maybe it's not actually legal to smoke. Because I was going to say, well, where? I guess in the privacy of their own homes, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I also think that, well, is it actually legal in New York City? Like, are all those the new weed shops, are they actually legal establishments? Because I don't know that that's the case.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's regulated.
Rachel, are you printing something?
Nope.
Nope. Somebody flushed the toilet upstairs. It's spring break here, everybody.
I'm not
it's
always
spring break?
I'm not always the problem.
It's spring
here.
Break. Yeah.
Spring break 2024?
2024 spring break.
Oh my God. What, the kids are topless running around.
Right?
Speaking of getting high in New York, Lincoln left for New York this morning. He didn't really this morning, Rachel. This is Thursday
Shut up.
Morning.
Look, I was on board with that, and you had to do that. I caught up. The fucking caffeine is kicking in.
Wait, what is he? So spring break in New York?
Yep, he's going with his school trip to New York City.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about all the weed.
Yeah. What I was going to say is that it's kind of a novelty. Like when weed became legal in Toronto, the first time I went back, walking down Yonge Street, fucking weed everywhere. Like you could not not smell it. People just, you know, smoking up outside. But then the last few times I've been back, it's barely been an issue at all. Like, I haven't, haven't noticed it. And if you walk through the streets of Amsterdam, you will never smell weed. And it's been legal there for 50 years.
Well, but that's also what I would say to Leo is, like, you picked the most densely populated American city.
Right.
Like, by far, right? Yeah. I mean, Los Angeles has, you know, less people, but almost as many. But it's just so spread out.
Yeah.
There, I almost never am walking by someone, like, who's blowing a cloud of weed smoke in my face.
Yeah.
So, you know, you if it wasn't this, you'd be like, New York was cool, but it constantly smelled like piss and puke and shit.
I'd rather smell weed than that.
There you go. The weed is news, like incense.
You're getting it
covering
all.
Covering up the
Now you're getting
smell.
It all.
Rachel, did you have anything that you wanted to bring up on the show? I would only ask because I saw you looking very consternated at right before we started.
Oh, before we started, I thought, you know, I look like that
right
the
now?
Whole time. Yeah. I want to talk about pubes.
Are you want to talk about, sorry?
Pubes. I want to talk about pubes.
Okay. Well, okay, regret I asked. Literally, you said it the first time, and my head went, I hope she said cubes.
Cubes.
No.
Ice or sugar.
Pube cubes. Is that a product we should be thinking about?
Pube cubes, yeah.
Classic.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what
something,
you...
and then...
It just sounds good.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I was talking to a friend at her birthday party, and her friend, who I didn't really know, they were talking about laser hair removal and how she had it done living in L.A. like 15 years ago with a Groupon for $100.
Okay.
Six times, gone forever.
Six treatments of laser.
And sorry, what part of her body?
Oh, the pube part.
The mom's pubis.
The pube part. Sorry, and that's why I asked about the pubes. Or
and sorry, I'd be a bad journalist if I didn't ask. A shape or all gone?
No, well, she held on to a strip. A nice landing strip.
Sure.
Respect.
And yes, right? And her friend.
The name of every strip club near an airport.
And her friend was like, I don't think I could ever do that because I'd be afraid I would want it all to come back. I might need it someday.
Sure. You might need it.
And I was like, by the time the trend came back full bush, like, wouldn't you be too old to care?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or maybe you're like, I don't want to look like a 9-year-old girl anymore. Mm-hmm. If you got it. I mean, what do you do? It's, I guess, the same with tattoos, right? You don't want to completely cover your body with tattoos.
Right. Okay, well, then maybe is the answer you get it all gone, and then later, if you want it back, you get a tattoo of
or a
hair
toupee,
there.
Yes.
A merkin, I believe they're called.
Please, Rachel, come on. We've talked about this.
I'm just wondering.
A toupee is for your head.
Sorry.
A merkin is for your bush. Now, in a case where they would have to do that for a man, is it also called a merkin?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe.
Or a man can. No, okay,
man never mind. Can. Well, like, would you, like, as a guy, ever consider going full bald down below? Like, is that a good thing?
I mean, I resent having to answer this question.
You
but
don't.
Jason,
do not.
No,
my
can
honest
answer the question, Jason.
My honest answer is that, yes, parts of that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm undecided.
The under parts of that area, yes, because those are hard
the balls?
Parts to deal with.
The taint?
The balls, yes. The balls, yes. Yeah. The top part, no. It's easy to manage, and
I've heard it like feels like you're being whipped with a rubber band. That doesn't sound great.
What does?
The laser. Like, she was saying, they were saying, does it hurt? And she was like, no, you better knock that up a few notches because I don't feel anything, so it's not working. So they knocked it up, and that's what it feels like. If it's working.
She wanted it to hurt.
She's like, I want this done soon.
I mean, didn't I say on the show that it was a regret that I didn't get laser hair removal on my back during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
when then all we had was time.
Wait, well, there's still time. Mm. You could do it.
I know, but I don't know why now I'm like, it's too late.
It's too late.
Look for a Groupon.
It's too late. I'm in a committed relationship. Right? Isn't that great when people are getting in a relationship, folks, and then they say, I can stop trying now. Isn't that great?
Let you can be full bush go. Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am. But no, I would not have that done to me.
Okay. So, like, I was thinking about that when I saw Machine Gun Kelly in his new blackout shirt he's got covering up all those tattoos. Mm-hmm. I don't know mm-hmm. if you saw that.
Well, show us
a picture. Haven't seen it on him. I've seen
Nope, that's not it.
That's me.
You're Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, boy.
What did I do?
Press MP2.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was...
So there's a guy, there's a band called Joyce Manor, and there's a guy has that like on as a sleeve. It's just black, straight black. Yeah. I'm sure it's called something.
The Rage Against the Machine guy has
there's
it
no
well.
MP2 here.
Okay, well, it's Machine Gun Kelly, a guy that I'm frankly surprised that you know who that is. But... Why? I'm barely cognizant of him.
So that means that you're a mom of two, I guess.
Well, it's weird because it starts to circle back around, right? Now you have two kids who might know or be interested in Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know if they are. So that might make you have more awareness.
They think he's, you know, the fact that he ever said I'm better than Eminem really threw them off. They don't have a taste for him. They're like, how dare you?
Yeah, fair.
How dare you?
So, theater of the mind. I'm picturing a man with a black tattoo.
Yeah. It looks like a shirt. Looks like a black shirt. Underneath Supersource, it says MP2.
For fuck's sake.
Do you see it?
Just go with it, Rachel. It's a guy with a black tattoo. We all understand what it is.
You said MP2.
Yeah.
Oh, she's...
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, she did it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I'm actually glad you showed this to me. This is much more black than I
expected. It's intense, right?
It looks like literally the... like the Batman suit, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
There's no going back from that.
No. Very skinny. You can't cover it up. You got to put a layer of primer on that if you're going to cover it.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Like, somebody took a Sharpie and just went to town.
Yeah.
So what what was your reaction to this? And what does it have to do with pubes?
Well, like, I mean, the going for something and you can't go back from there.
Oh, I see,
This is, I mean, apparently he didn't like the chaos of his tattoos, so this is to cover that chaos up.
You just hit it auto to go back. There you go.
Is that, like, bad for you?
I
don't know. To have that much ink on you, like, seeping into your pores, is that, I don't know.
It looks unhealthy.
It looks unhealthy, certainly. Yeah, yes.
It looks like the bath the Harkonnens like to take, you know.
Also, what if he had any moles or anything?
I know.
What if he gets like, because he's often shirtless, he's wealthy, so he's often vacationing at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
What if in 10 years his dermatologist is like, let me look at your body to see if you have any irregularly shaped moles? And then she can't see him.
That's a great question.
I wonder if it works as sunscreen.
I mean.
Well, I would say inject me with SPF black or like reflective black.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to get hot. Like that is.
That's true. Does he get hotter? That's a good question.
Great questions. I will say it is an improvement over his former tattoos. It was chaotic. Mm. Didn't look good.
Speaking of things being all black, do you have eclipse fever?
A what?
Eclipse fever.
I don't know what that is. Eclipse fever.
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
I thought this was like some sort of new clip that.
God.
Eclipse fever. Oh, it's the new Quibi. It's called Eclipse fever.
Yeah. First, we had an invite to a party, but now in the digital world, we have an evite. Now we have an eclipse.
Yeah, the kids are off school for it because it happens in the middle of the afternoon where they can't protect them.
The American eclipse that it was titled.
Well, to be fair, I mean, yeah, I was having a laugh about that because they were like, the Great American Eclipse. I'm like, the eclipse isn't happening anywhere else, but I guess it really isn't.
It might not, actually.
I think it's just in the Northeast.
Nothing else is in the path of totality.
Right.
Right. Exactly. A word I knew before I read it in the article. How has there not been a metal band called Path of Totality? There must be one.
That's good.
That's a good name for a metal band.
That's a great one. Yeah.
But do you remember? Wait. So sorry. When you say keep them safe, meaning what? If they were in school, they would have not allowed them outside?
They would just stare into the sun and burn their retinas out.
Yeah, but it's a celestial phenomenon that we should be encouraging kids to be excited about.
Yeah, but not encouraging them not to look at it.
Oh, 100%. Don't look at the eclipse. Yeah, if you don't know that, do not look at the eclipse.
It's
yeah.
easier to not deal with it and make the parents take responsibility for their damaged eyeballs.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Buy those like glasses that are $2 on Amazon and just hand them out so the kids can watch science happen before their beady little eyes.
Would you trust? I feel like I wouldn't trust the glasses.
Or the children to keep them on.
I don't either. But I don't think that – I'm not a scientist, but I don't think that what's in the glasses needs to be that high tech. Right. I think they're just like 100 times darker than sunglasses.
Right.
Now, they do have to have some filter or something that doesn't let the rays, the UV or whatever it is, pass through. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's not because they're cheap that they wouldn't necessarily work.
Right.
AKA, it's not expensive to have them made.
They gave Lincoln a pair on Friday and he brought them and you can't see through them.
Okay, so they work.
It's a blindfold.
Now, that is the problem. I remember people saying in the did the concept of UV protection in sunglasses, did you grow, like, in the 70s and 80s, did you remember hearing about that, JD?
No, God, no.
Right. Like, you got a pair of sunglasses at the pharmacy, dollar store, whatever.
Just to look cool.
And you were like, oh, are these UV protected? UVA, UVB?
Yeah, no. It was more to like, does it decrease my squinting because of the sun? Sure, great. But
But the problem was, the darker the glasses, the more your iris, retina would open. And then you would pull in more of the rays.
Right.
So actually, sunglasses without that UV protection were worse.
Right.
So that's why, anyways, I sort of remember there being this turn where they were like, oh, do your sunglasses have UV protection? Like, and there were little stickers on them saying these are UV protection.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I don't know why I'm talking this big game because I wouldn't look. There was one in 2017 when we were in Atlanta. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You think I fucking looked at that thing with anything?
No.
No.
God, no.
No, I didn't. I remember being out. I remember being on the Bell Line near Ponce Market. And I remember everyone staring directly into the sun, and I said, no.
If you can't trust adults to protect themselves, why would you trust kids whose brains aren't fully developed yet? These people actually know what they're doing. Stay home.
You're right. I've said it forever. We must be protected from the sun. The sun is gives us our life, but it's also our greatest enemy.
Mm.
It burns us. It gives us cancer. Yeah. It hurt. It makes us blind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I blistered. I fell asleep in the sun one time and was a terrible mess. Was not good.
Yeah, that is so, when the blisters, that is very, very gross. But if you're thinking, and I can hear everyone saying this, why should we care about this eclipse? There was just one in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're wrong. The one before 2017 was in 1979, and the next one will be in 2044.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay. My pubes will just be growing back in.
I remember in 1979, they locked us in the in our classroom, and they put
you don't remember that.
Of course I do.
You remember the eclipse of 1979?
Yeah, of course.
How old were you?
I was 8. You don't remember when you were 8?
It was significant.
I wouldn't remember an eclipse. No.
No, I remember them being a huge deal, telling us not to look up, and they locked us in our classrooms anyway. And they put shit like blinds over the windows while it was happening.
I'm surprised.
That's crazy. Good. You know what? It's funny that you say that. Jill and I have been watching The Americans. I was going to say rewatching, but I never saw it in the first place. And
love that.
We were in the fourth season now, and I don't know why it popped in my head. We were watching, and I was like, hey. That their kid, I think he would be JD's age right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's sort of fascinating. It's like, I feel like I'm watching your childhood.
Yeah, my parents were Russian spies as well.
Yes, hey, that's not a spoiler. You learn that. That's the premise of the show. The premise of the show is not a spoiler. You know. Did you watch it?
Yeah, man, I fucking love so the Americans.
Good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's not for me up there with the all timers, but it's very, very good.
I it's up there for me. Top five, I think.
Okay.
I've heard it ends really, really well. So maybe you're like, it has a halo effect from that.
Maybe
I'll feel differently once it's over.
Have you watched Killing Eve? I'm rewatching it. That's why I'm asking.
I watched the first season, then I gave up.
You gave up? Oh, okay.
It's too crazy.
Fun.
It got too crazy.
So fun.
You know it's too crazy, Rachel.
I love it, but you know, it's my cup of tea. Okay. Too crazy. It's hilarious, and it's fucking weird. Yeah, and crazy. Jackson's
well, two small
it.
Little shows that you may not have heard of, The Americans so and Killing Eve. Go check those out.
Correct.
Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hey,
yeah,
just search
Jesus
Goat on YouTube. It's easy to do. It's there. We put out great stuff. JD puts a lot of work, and Rachel puts a lot of work into these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And she's going QAnon, so please support the show.
You know, that's an idea if we want to get our subscribers up on this thing. Let's get some conspiracy theories out here.
Yeah. Okay, Rachel, why not, you know, for our next Great Beyond, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I want you to come with five conspiracy theories that you actually have a ring of truth to. No, three. Let's make it
three.
Three that have a ring of truth.
Okay, I'll give you one. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Like, there's one that I actually believe.
Give it to us now.
Mm. Well,
and then she'll come up with three of her own.
You want my conspiracy theory right now?
Correct.
Okay. It's not actually mine. It's Norm Macdonald pointed it out, but I actually believe it, and I remember this being a thing. So back in the 80s, they introduced New Coke, right?
Okay.
Coca-Cola. They were like, hey, guess what? We've got New Coke, and it's an improvement on the Coca-Cola that you've loved for 75 years or however long it had been going. So everybody was like, okay, I guess so. And then you tasted it, and it was just basically like, this kind of tastes like Pepsi, actually. Or it doesn't taste the same. It's not the Coke we love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then 6 months later, they reintroduced Coca-Cola Classic, which was the original flavor. But guess what?
What?
And this is what the conspiracy theory. It now has high fructose corn syrup or whatever, rather than cane sugar.
Okay.
So they basically cut us off from our supply.
Yeah.
Introduce this new thing that nobody really liked, and then they reintroduce the old Coke that you all love, but it's actually kind of different because it has this new high fructose corn syrup, and it's
good. And that's why Mexico's the only place that's safe.
That's right.
They're doing the original sugar. It's real sugar in there. And the voltage in their homes is amazing. You could plug in so many things.
A dryer in every room.
And a chicken in every pot.
You can get rid of an unwanted mother-in-law.
Okay, so
like
this
that.
Is a,
no, I've never, I mean, I've never actually
this
looked
is good.
Into this.
I like this.
But yeah,
no, but this is good.
Yeah, I like this sort of idea that they purposefully took the hit. It was an absolute PR disaster. The New Coke campaign, it's universally panned as, you know, just the stupidest thing that a classic company could have done.
Mm-hmm.
But really,
the Ishtar of sodas.
Right. but it was an ingenious way to slip this new ingredient in. And I believe it.
How much do you think they're saving on buying the high fructose?
Billions. Billions.
Oh, my God.
Over the years,
I mean,
billions.
Yeah, a penny or two.
Yeah,
per can or bottle, add it up.
Devious.
That's $1 trillion.
Anyway, that's
would you
a,
rather
that's a
have $1 million
theory.
Or the money that Coke is saving from switching to cane sugar to high fructose corn syrup? Well, I know my answer. So do you think, though, if I put... No, because you can, right? Like, if you have, like, a Mexican Coke versus a American Coke, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So it's an interesting theory.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Norm
Macdonald. That rises to the level of conspiracy. I guess the conspiracy is that they knew all along that they were going to make an inferior product to that you'd be so happy when you got the original product back that you would not notice or be okay with it being slightly different, but still closer to the classic.
That's exactly right. Like, it was planned. Okay. Like, it looked like a colossal blunder, but it was actually 100% planned. And I believe.
All right, Rachel, now you just have to come up with three more of those.
I better start now.
All right. It's called the internet.
Yeah,
it can be helpful
speed,
at times like this.
Godspeed to your Google searches in the next 7 days.
Pressure.
All right, join us Monday for a new pod with David Roth. Mm. Very excited about this one.
Van Halen?
He's written... No, not... No Lee. No Lee. First of all, you know if we had anyone, we'd have Sammy Hagar on.
Oh, okay? Yes, 100%.
So he was the former editor-in-chief of Deadspin. He writes and runs The Defector. He's written for goddamn near every publication out there about sports, politics, culture. He's very smart. I'm a little intimidated, but we're going to have him on anyways. He's very funny. And that's on Monday. Email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Subscribe everywhere. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This was JD, Matt, and Rachel reaching out from the great beyond. We'll see you next week.
Whippity snap, babes.